This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Cinchy's very own Dan Demers. He is the CEO there, and we are talking dataware technology, the potential that new data management technologies can bring to your credit union, helping the credit union become more efficient, competitive, and agile. We talk all about this in this interview with Dan, so really good stuff here. Dataware technology, really cool stuff here, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Cinchy's very own Dan Demers. You're the CEO there, Dan. How are you, sir?
I am well, thank you.
Good to have you on the show. We're talking about dataware technology today, the potential that new data management technologies can bring to today's credit unions, helping them become more efficient, competitive, and of course, agile. So we all want those in pretty much all aspects of our lives today. So, for credit unions, I mean, you know this more than probably anybody, that data seems to be like the lifeblood of any kind of financial institution these days, or any organization. So you guys are right there in the thick of it. But before we get into dataware, tell us a little bit about Cinchy. You know, why did you guys form it, and what's the meaning behind the name?
Sure. Yeah. So I'll start with the name. So Cinchy is a play on the word cinch, which means simple. So the world is an incredibly complicated place. So you can't keep it simple when it's not simple. You have to make it simple, and hence the name. And then why did we form the company with the aim of simplifying? Well, my background is I come from financial services, worked at a bunch of different organizations. My co-founder has a similar background. Like I spent 11 years at one of the largest global financial institutions as an example, and they had insane complexity, like thousands of systems, like tens of thousands of systems, and billions of dollars spent on technology. And one phenomena that I noticed is through my career, you know, technology is advancing, but the world's getting more complicated. And, you know, technology is allowing me to move faster, but am I moving closer to the destination? No, because there's this ball and chain that's holding me back, which is this whole, basically the way data is managed.
Right.
And that's where the opportunity was.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, you look at innovations in that space and none of them were addressing it. So we did what we did and it brought us to where we are today.
Right. And like most really great companies, you're building a better mousetrap, basically. So that's what we're going to. So tell me let's get into the dataware technology that you guys focus on here. Some of the capabilities and benefits that it brings to organizations.
Yeah. So the traditional approach to thinking about information is it's often an afterthought. Like we talk about how data has value, but we've been saying that for literally decades, right? This is not new information. But we live in an app-centric world. We have our applications, we have our core banking platforms, we have our core systems, we have our CRMs, and these are how we see the world. And the data is really inside of those applications. And honestly, that is the problem. It's the way that we've architected these systems to be app-centric, where the data is a secondary concern. So if data is truly valuable, you have to see the world a little bit differently, which is data is the center. That is the core asset. The apps are actually subordinate to the data. The apps come and go. You can delete your app and get a new app. I can upgrade my iPhone, but I don't want to lose the data on it, right? If I lose my iPhone, I can get a new one and just restore from the cloud. And I'm off to the race. I have no attachment to my phone. I want my photos of my kids. I want my emails. That's what matters, right? So if that's the case, well, you can't really operate that way in a world where your applications are holding data hostage. It's trapping the data. It's limiting the level of controls that are on the data. So the whole premise of dataware is to really liberate data from individual applications to make it such that you're no longer beholden to the app, whether that's a core banking platform, a CRM, or a spreadsheet. You want to still be able to use those apps, but you don't want those apps to ever trap it or to limit the capabilities of that.
Got it.
So think of it as it's a way of managing data independent of applications. Applications still exist. You're not replacing them. You can change how you deliver new ones, but your existing ones work the way that they work. But your data is automatically backed up. It's version controlled. It's access controlled. It's accessible. It has a time machine. It has all the superpowers of liberated data because it's your data.
There's so many ins and outs to data today, you know, so it's just every day's an education in this area. And again, it's like you said, I mean, it's a lot. It's the lifeblood of pretty much any organization out there today. So can you share with me kind of illustrate some use cases of Cinch's technology, you know, and kind of maybe focus it on how it would help a financial institution, credit unions in this case?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a number of different use cases that we've seen, but let's say a common one is I'm an organization that has, you know, a core platform. I have some ancillary applications. Maybe I have a separate CRM, but how do I do reporting and analytics off of that data? So the traditional approach may be that I'm going to create what some will call a data warehouse. And I'm going to bring in a new technology platform, and that new technology platform is going to pull in copies of data from my core platform, from mm-hmm. my CRM, from mm-hmm. my spreadsheets. And what is this data warehouse doing? Well, it's enabling me to basically run reports and generate KPIs and get visibility into right. that. But it's not storing data. It's not creating data. I can't change the data from that. It is limited to reporting. So a good starter use case for Dataware is to use it in place of a data warehouse, knowing that Dataware as a platform can do everything that the warehouse can do, but it can go a lot further because it can create data, it can manage data, it can track changes to data, it has the time machine, it has, again, it's that liberation of data. So liberate the data to enable reporting and analytics. Mm-hmm. That's a great starter use case. But maybe another use case that could either be ahead of that or following that is maybe I have a core business process that my core platform just doesn't support. So I've worked around that by building a bunch of spreadsheet-based solutions. And that introduces a bunch of operational risk and inefficiencies. And it would be too expensive for me to do, you know, custom development and build a full-featured application for that. Even vendor applications that could be specialized may not be necessary. But how do I address the operational risk? Well, I can use Dataware for that. I can't build that on a data warehouse, but I can use Dataware to mm-hmm. replace my spreadsheets. But now the data in my spreadsheet replacement can be interconnected with the data that I've already connected in from my core banking platform, that I've separately connected in from my CRM. So what ends up happening is all these different projects that you would need to do anyways, they're now able to really just pay it forward and basically join together to create a network of data.
Oh, wow.
That's essentially what it's doing. So it's not about adding more spend or adding more technology or adding more projects. Like if you have projects that you want to get done, you can use Dataware to accelerate that, mm-hmm. but do it in a way that gives you this interconnectedness of your data. That's only possible by liberating the data.
Right, right. And can you share with me, because you guys worked with a financial institute, is it Wythe, W-Y-T-H, or Wythe, or Wythe?
With
Financial, and they work with credit unions, obviously. And I want to save the meat of this for another interview to have them come on and chat about it. But give us a quick overview on how you guys help them.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways that so they became a customer for their own internal operations, where they're using it to run probably about a third of their day-to-day business today across mm-hmm. all, so like literally dozens of use cases, replacing spreadsheets, enabling analytics, a lot of what I talked about before, and more. But there was one that really stands out to me, which was in the early days of COVID, when federal governments all over the world were providing emergency funds to small businesses and to keep them afloat during this, you know, this crunch time, is Wythe saw an opportunity to provide to their customers, which were hundreds of credit unions, who could then in turn provide simplified access to their members to get access to this emergency funds. So they used Dataware to implement a solution that created basically a connected network where there was north of 100 credit unions that were all powering their digital experience that was available to their members to apply for this funding and to manage payments, repayments, and government funding. And this was an idea that they had, I think, like on a Monday, and by Friday it was live
with
credit unions. And it was just a handful to get started, but then it started to grow. And the end result of that is With was able to generate additional revenue, and the individual credit unions were able to dramatically reduce the cost and complexity of, mm-hmm. of being able to offer this to their members, which was obviously better from the member perspective because it gave them access to the emergency funds, and you know, through a digital experience, they didn't have to, you know, go in. And this was in the early days of COVID, right? So yes, yeah. That's powerful because I think it helped everybody. Like everybody won. We won, the individual credit union members won, the credit unions won, WITH won, even the government run, won because they got better quality reporting off the back of that. Yeah. It was just a win. Yeah. And that's what's magical about this concept of Dataware is it's enabling this collaboration, whether it's across credit unions or within a credit union or across other organizations, or, that you know, nobody really loses. Mm-hmm. Because it's,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah,
no doubt. Yeah, I'd love to have them come on. Yeah, obviously at a later date, but and we could dive in a little bit deeper there. But I just wanted to get a quick summary on how you guys helped them out. It sounds phenomenal. Yeah. It sounds like a quadruple win actually there. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. So good for you guys and good for them too. So, and I want to switch gears a little bit here. Can you share with us your or Cinchi's involvement with the Data Collaboration Alliance? Can you share what this is and how you guys are working with them?
Yeah. So the Data Collaboration Alliance is a not-for-profit that we initially bootstrapped, but it is now an alliance of many organizations and individuals with it's driving awareness and advocacy for the concepts of Dataware and data collaboration. And based on this thesis that, you know, the world is moving towards an access-based collaboration model instead of a copy-based collaboration model, which is the only way that ultimately people, companies are ever going to get control over data. Because mm-hmm. In mm-hmm. a world where data is forced to be copied is a world where you have no control over data. Wow. Just imagine if you could copy money, right? Yeah. So it's working on standards. It's working within the data privacy community, and it's providing, you know, Dataware for good, and helping to boost awareness and drive standardization of this, because we're very excited about the future impact, and not only in terms of enabling enterprise organizations to become more efficient by, you know, limiting this whole integration tax and yeah. all these the other considerations, but to give not only the companies but their customers, their members, control over data. So that's the and that's very important. That's kind of the underlying thesis of Cinchi. That's why we're mm-hmm. part of the alliance. And if data privacy is of interest to anyone, definitely check it out at datacollaboration.org. You can sign up, you can get access to free Dataware, and you can join the community and begin collaborating. All right.
Yeah, we'll definitely put a link in the show notes for that so people can get right to it. I'm putting it in my notes here as well. So good deal. And last, before I let you go, Dan, Keynote Technology Council Conference is coming up here in the next couple of weeks. You guys are going to be there. Are you guys going to be doing any activities, or what are you guys going to be doing there?
Yeah, so we're going to have there's a couple of things. One is we're going to be at booth 404, which is right beside the Kuna booth. So stop by, check us out, see a live demo. Dataware is the kind of thing that it sounds very abstract, but when you see it, it comes to life. Yeah, so I wish I could show it now, but so definitely stop by, get a live demo, see it in action. The other is we're going to be announcing some pretty interesting new offerings that I'm very excited about that are going to really help enable credit unions specifically to accelerate the liberation of the data from their core platforms.
Okay.
So think of it as some interesting technology that's built on Dataware that gives you a fast track path to basically unlocking your data in a way that a data warehouse can never do.
Okay. Good.
So it's really those two things. Yeah.
I like your term, the liberation of data. So yeah, I'm really anxious to see, because I'm going to be there too. So we'll definitely connect there and see what you guys are doing. I'll check out the demo and all that good stuff.
Awesome.
And we'll bring you on the show as well there, because we'll be having our studio lounge there too. So we'll invite you there and chat a bit and chat about your announcements and stuff. So good stuff, Dan. Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
No, just looking forward to meeting people at the event. And if you're not going to be there, hit us up at cinchi.com to learn more. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime. Yeah. I look forward to posting this one for you, and also get with Financial on as well down the line there. So that'd be exciting to talk to them too. So, all right, Dan, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you so much for your time today. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so we appreciate your time, and keep up the good work. And then we'll see you in a couple of weeks in Las Vegas.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.